这里是讲健谈英语教室 Welcome。
嗨，大家好，我是蒋建堂，欢迎来到英语教室。本节目的内容节选自空中英语杂志的 Let's Talking English， 详细的有关这杂志的情况可登录到 www.studioclassroom.com 来进一步了解该杂志的相关信息。好，今天我们的节目继续围绕着Australian Animals 澳大利亚的动物。好，马上把注意力集中到我们的课堂上面。课文的第一部分当然就是重点词 keywords。 Let's go with today's keywords.
Start with today's keywords and please say them with us. Our first keyword is feed.
喂养。
Feed. Sue feeds her dogs twice a day. She only gives them dog food.
Our next key word is video.
视频录像，视频片段。
Video. Let's stay home and watch a video tonight.
Wild.
野外的，野生的。
Wild. Be careful. Those are wild dogs. They aren't pets.
Reptile.
爬行动物。
Reptile. Snakes are one kind of reptile.
Interesting.
有趣的。
Interesting. This news is very interesting. Tell me more.
好，完成我们的 keywords 之后呢马上去到我们下一个环节，就是 conversations 对话。第一个对话 conversation A， let's go。
conversation A。
There you are, Mark. I went and looked at the crocodiles. You weren't there.
I came to look at the birds. I thought, well, you said...
These warakeets are really pretty!
Yes, they are!
Hey, you go feed them and I'll film you! That would be great for our video!
Okay, good idea!
虽然闻不到花香，但是很明显我们都听到鸟语了。这段是 Mark 和另外一个女孩子的对话。他们之前是分开了走的，所以现在呢就分别看了不同的东西回来他们现在碰面就说了一些话。这段对话需要讲解的地方不多我们等一下回头就会学几个句子。我们回去听一下，看看那个女生跟 Mark 说了几句话之后叫她干什么。听一下。
Hey, you go feed them and I'll film you. Hey, you go feed them and I'll film you.
Hey, you go feed them and I will film you. 其中一个单词就是feed 喂养，另外一个 I will film you。 Film 就是那个拍成一个片段，那个 film 这里不是电影，这里是个动词。好，先说那个 feed 做动词表示喂养，例如 I feed my pet dog twice a day， 我一天喂我的那个宠物狗两次。这个 feed 呢，它还可以做名词表示饲料肉，例如 corn can be used as animal feed 那个玉米可以用作动物的饲料。 corn can be used as animal feed， corn can be used as animal feed。 我们再回去听一下刚才那句话。
Hey, you go feed them and I'll kill film you. That would be great for our video.
I will film you. Film. 可以有很多意思啊。做动词在这里啊，它表示把什么什么拍成那些片段啊，拍成录像，就是 film。当然呢，它做名词也可以表示电影啊，电影。做名词的时候呢，也可以表示用来拍照片的那些胶卷啊。例如啊，我们说要冲印啊，冲晒一些胶卷的时候啊，我们就用 develop。I develop the films by myself。我靠自己来冲晒啊，冲印这个胶卷，把它们呢啊冲晒成照片。记住啊，冲晒那个胶卷呢、啊，用 develop 发展啊 develop。它还有另外一个意思，就是冲晒啊，冲印胶卷。那个女生还说啊 ，That will be great for our video。video 啊，在这里表示视频的录像啊，视频的录像或者录像的片段也叫做 video。很明显呢，这句话的意思就是说，她手头上是拿着摄像机的啊，摄影机，可以拍那些视频片段的那个摄影机啊 ，video camera， video camera。这个 video 啊，表示视频的，我们经常都可以看到那些什么DVD 啊、VCD 那些播放机后面都会见到这个词 video 啊。如果是音频呢，就叫做 audio， video 视频 ，audio 就是音频啊。记住了，这一段的讲解啊比较少，好，我们去到下一段的对话 ，Let's go with conversation B。
Conversation B.
Say something to the camera.
Okay. I'm reporting to you today from Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary. This place is full of wild animals. It's a great place.
Keep talking.
At Currumbin, you can feed the birds. You can watch exciting shows.And hold a koala. It's a great place.
You said that already.
I need Dan. I can't do this by myself.
这段对话很明显了啊，就听得出他们已经正在用那个 video camera 那个摄像机来进行拍摄啊。那个女的一开始就叫他啊，对着镜头说点东西啊。然后呢，那个男的就啊开始说了，介绍一下自己正在啊这个可伦宾保护区正在为你们做报道，然后就说啊这里到处都是动物啊，真的是一个 great place 啊，一个很棒的地方等等等。然后那个女的叫他继续说啊 ，keep talking， 继续说，然后又接着说下面的东西啊，在这里可以啊什么看很多。很棒的东西啦，又甚至可以啊抱着那个无尾熊啦等等等等。好，我们马上回去啊听一下那个女的叫 Mark 对着镜头说些话的时候，那个 Mark 啊就说正在这个保护区啊为大家做报道。他接着说的一句话是什么，我们听一下啊。
This place is full of wild animals. It's a great place.
一次够不够？不够，我们再听一遍。
This place is full of wild animals. It's a great place.
This place is full of wild animals. 啊，这个地方啊，充满着野生动物，也就是说啊，有很多很多野生动物 ，wild animals。我们还要写一个词组 ，be full of， 啊，充满什么什么。举个例子啊 ，these children are full of curiosity， 这些孩子啊充满着好奇心 ，be full of 充满着 ，this city is full of vitality， 这个城市啊充满活力啊朝气蓬勃的意思 ，be full of vitality， 这个 full 啊，除了是充满的意思之外呢，它还可以做形容一个形容词的意思，还是饱啊，吃饱的饱啊，也是 full。例如 ，I am full， 我已经很饱了 ，I am already full。啊，人家叫你吃多点呢、啊，Would you like more？ 多吃点好不好啊？No thanks， I am already full， 我已经饱了，就是这个意思 ，full。Be full of wild animals， 这个 wild animal 啊是野生动物，这个 wild 啊一般是指野外的啊，荒野的，在这里表示野生的啊。例如 a wild dog， 一条野狗 ，a wild dog。这个 Mark 啊继续介绍这个可伦宾动物保护区的时候，他又接着啊说了下面的话，我们听一下。
At Corumbin, you can feed the birds. You can watch exciting shows and hold a koala.
大家有没有听到啊？最后那一句 and hold a koala, hold 啊 ，H O L D 在这里啊，表示可以抱啊，可以抱那个无尾熊。一般我们说的 hold 是持着或者拿着，或者说举办啊举行等等 hold meeting。啊，举办一个会议 ，hold a sports meeting 啊，举办一个运动会啊，等等，这个 hold 在这里呢就表示抱啊 ，hold the koala 抱那个无尾熊。最后 Mark 还说了一句话，我们听一下，很简单。
I can't do this by myself.
I can do this by myself. 我不能够靠自己去做啊。I can't do that by myself.这里主要学一下这个 by myself, by oneself, 啊如果是我自己当然就是 by myself 了，如果是他呢she can do that by herself, they can do that by themselves, themselves, 和这个的是对应的。或者你也可以用问句can he do that by himself? 他能够一个人做吗Can she finish the job by herself? 啊，她一个人能够靠自己来去完成这个工作吗？啊 ，by oneself， 记住很简单。啊 ，Conversation B 的讲解就那么多。好，我们看下一段的对话 ，Conversation C。
Conversation C。
The crocodiles here are the largest reptiles in the world.
Wow.I didn't know that.
And koalas sleep about 18 hours a day. Did you know that?
No. That's interesting. You really are ready for this report.
I hope so. I still feel bad about Surfer's Paradise. I need to make it up to Mark.
Good for you.
这一段的对话大部分都和动物的知识有点关系一开始的时候他们对话就已经说出了例如这里的鳄鱼是世界上体积最庞大的一个爬行动物。他还说到这个 koala 无尾熊一天睡18个小时这些都是和动物有关的一些知识都反映了他们那个 them 都是对这个报道都非常有充分的准备。好，我们回去看一下包含一些关键词的一些句子回去。这个对话第一句就可以听到
The crocodiles here are the largest reptiles in the world.
The largest reptiles in the world. 世界上最大的 reptile 就是爬行类动物爬行动物 reptile。所谓的爬行类动物一般都是指那些孪生的，大部分都有鳞有鳞的一些在地上爬行的一些动物。例如这一句当中的 crocodile crocodile 在鳄鱼还有 turtles 龟或者 lizards 蜥蜴 lizard lizards蜥蜴也是爬行类动物。 甚至啊已经绝种的恐龙啊 dinosaurs 也被啊归类为爬行类动物啊，被归类为 reptile。我们再听刚才那句话。
The crocodiles here are the largest reptiles in the world.
啊，这里的鳄鱼啊，是世界上啊最庞大的爬行类动物。接着那个 Dam 还介绍说啊，那个无尾熊啊，一天睡18个小时啊，看他是怎么说，然后就带出我们的 keyword 就是 interesting 有趣的。
And koalas sleep about 18 hours a day. Did you know that?
No.That's interesting. No, that's interesting.
听到了吧 ？That's interesting. Interesting 啊，是表示有趣的啊，形容一些事物啊，让人感到有趣的。The story is interesting. The movie is interesting. 但人呢，就不要说 interesting 了啊，人是觉得有趣，感到有趣啊，是 interested.The story is interesting, and I am interested in the story. 啊，我对这个故事感兴趣。I am interested in the story. 用 in 来介词。好，几个对话的讲解啊，就到此结束。我们从头到尾再听一遍，希望你这一遍呢啊，明白的比率比以前更大了，能够理解啊啊这个对话的啊。更多的内容。好 ，Let's go.
There you are, Mark. I went to look at the crocodiles. You weren't there.
I came to look at the bird. I thought, well, you said.
No. These warakeets are really pretty.
Yes, they are.
You go feed them, and I'll film you. That would be great for our video.
Okay, good idea.
Say something to the camera.
Okay. I'm reporting to you today from Kurungan Wildlife Sanctuary. This place is full of wild animals. It's a great place.
Keep talking.
At Kurungan, you can feed the birds. You can watch exciting shows and hold a koala. It's a great place.
You said that already.
I mean, Dan, I can't do this by myself.
The crocodiles here are the largest reptiles in the world.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And koalas sleep about 18 hours a day. Did you know that?
No. That's interesting. You really are ready for this report.
I hope so. Still feel bad about Surfer's Paradise. I need to make it up to Mark.
Good for you.
好，朋友们，对话又从头到尾啊听了一遍，希望你们能够回去啊再多听一遍，再多听一遍。更牢固的掌握里面的一些啊知识点。好，我们现在就去到了节目结束的前一个部分，也就是说最后的一个部分啊，每天一句。今天要学的句子是 They sleep a lot. They sleep a lot. 他们经常睡觉啊，睡很多，就是这个意思。好 ，Let's go.
I don't like cats. They're boring. They sleep a lot.
Do you like dogs?
No, they sleep a lot too.
Okay, how about birds?
They sleep a lot too.
Look, that cat is awake.
Where? Which one?
Never mind. It's sleeping again.
好，我们就已经啊，来到了节目的尾声了。希望下一个课堂啊，依然有你们相伴啊 ！See you next time. Goodbye, everyone.